Next applicant is Next Act Theater of Milwaukee. Take a look at their work samples.
Oh, come on over here a second. Have a seat. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to put us on the air.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Why would I?
Look, I think people should hear what you have to say.
You're as crazy as me.
Yeah, maybe. Let's find out.
No, it's asking for trouble.
Why?
If a colored man tells the truth, that's trouble.
It's a radio show, Earl. No big deal.
Big enough.
All I'm suggesting is we have a conversation.
What do you call this?
I mean, on the radio.
You know, an interview.
White people don't want to hear about me.
And that's who listens to you.
Yeah. That's who listens to me. And they don't know you, Earl, but they care about people and Korea. And I bet they'd like to hear about something they don't understand. I bet they'd like to hear your story.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they want to hear about people shot in the face and blood-soaked boots and getting stabbed with a bayonet on Christmas Eve?
Okay, maybe not like that, but more an overview
from a Negro.
From someone who was there.
Girl, you got a lot to say. And it gets me thinking, as a white guy, look, we're in a place that if we just sit down and talk and then turn those mics on, a lot of people will listen. People like me. People who otherwise wouldn't even notice you.
And then comes trouble.
From where?
The cops, the VA, the radio station. Taking things for granted, Mr. Willis. You have rights. You don't have to worry about trouble.
Wrong? I'm in trouble already. An hour ago, my station manager threatened to fire me for putting live calls on the air. I'll probably, if I put you on the air, I'll get fired for that too, but I don't give a damn, okay?
Nope.
Look, you tell me you're too afraid to sit in front of this microphone and
afraid?
Talk?
You don't know anything about being afraid.
All right, then come on over and tell
Please
me about it. I'm all
here.
I'm not afraid. I'm worn out. I can't just say what it was like. I can't even stand to think about it most of the time.
I know. It's a good scene. Do we have any images?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Joe, would you like to start the review?
And you wanting to hear the end of it is dovetails directly into the mission of what of the organization. So, Next Act Theater is a professional theater company in Milwaukee, specializing in contemporary issue-oriented plays. And they're celebrating their 29th season in Wisconsin in production. I enjoy that they have a mission, and then they put it in context. The context of these children in our and citizens in our community wrestle with a wide range of challenges that affect their lives. Next Act uses the art of storytelling to help identify and address our challenges and generate debate. The works are not all very rarely popular works. Almost every work that I've seen here, perhaps all, had some sort of powerful message. And in some cases, even going into the 2016-17 season, which was the election year, they were all so many of the conversations generated by the shows were geared towards that time in our nation, really. One of the productions that caught my eye was The Other Place, which was depicted a successful female research scientist with a debilitating disease and navigating her way through it. It talks about Bader Philanthropies providing more than financial support. They were a conduit connections in the medical and caregiving fields. United Community Center, St. Anne Center, the Alzheimer's Association. It would have been really great to see letters of support from any or all of these organizations, just to kind of indicate how their programming can dovetail. That said, their outreach and education is strong. They do talkbacks. They do personal preview performances, talks before performances. They have a summer theater program for teens. They do student matinee performances. There's a paragraph by a student community project, and how they've redesigned it to take the theater into the community and broaden the impact among young people. One of their shows highlights race relations and racial unrest in a Louisiana high school in 2006. It doesn't get much more contemporary and relevant than that, which I thought was really it's specialized and important. They have their own theater, and it's intimate, and they enjoy that space. They're very clear about their weaknesses. One of the weaknesses is that people either dig theater that makes you think, or they don't, you know? And because their reputation is that you're going to go to this, and you're going to want to talk about it, that perhaps there are people who don't want to go to a show because that they have to think their way through. I think that's valid, and how you find your way through that is difficult. That said, their renewal rate is very high, 84% to 87%. And the percentage of the house sold in 2000 was 55% to 59%. So they're acknowledging that while they can get people who are interested in this to come and come back and be regulars, that there's room to get people in there the first time. And where do you go with that? And they're working to compensate for that with major gifts and foundation support. Their fundraising is at 54.5% of their budget. I don't know at the top of my head whether their Performing Arts Fund supported or not, but I'll check that while someone else is talking. They have a lot of work here discussing their planning and their evaluation and documentation. I'm going to let others talk about that who are more thorough than I am. This is one of those where the front page of the grant doesn't match the audited financials.
Okay.
They're not off by much, but they are off. And I just want to call that out because it's one of those things that people like me always look for.
Good, thank you.
One more comment, please.
I'm good for the next person.
Okay.
Contessa?
One of the, from their 2016-17 season, The Unsilent Night, it was a world premiere of original play co-created by local writer John Kishlin and Edward Morgan. I just would have liked to, again, the letter of support would have helped me understand this collaboration with the African American Chamber of Commerce and American Black Holocaust Museum. But like, you know, you mentioned that a lot of their the productions is work that, you know, a lot of people, whether you like it or not. So that's very, some of their outreach and education I thought was a highlight for me. With a strength of the application is their talkback series, allowing the audience to speak about the presentation. Something that was impressive to me was they offer a summer program, their summer theater for teens, free of charge, and that is, I believe, 600 students, which is very impressive, me knowing and running a summer program, that being free of charge. Again, they talk about the space is one of their greatest strengths, and the ticket sales, and how they are working towards that weakness by bringing in, major gifts, individual donors, foundation support. Their biggest, most important and accurate means of assessing their impact is the responses from the audience members. Um, I think those are all of my highlights.
Thank you. Other comments?
I also really appreciated the clarity of their mission and how I could see how everything just pulls right back to that. I was really curious when I look at their staff list to see that they don't have a specific staff member in education, given how much education they do. I wonder about that. And then I also, they have such strong partners. The way that they are bringing that mission to life and creating dialogue with different community members is fantastic. I did want a little bit more information on how evaluation and assessment played into their planning.
I was really impressed with this organization overall, echoing everything everybody said, but kind of surprised, and it might be nits, but their application is actually kind of surprisingly sloppy for such an otherwise strong organization. For example, in the narrative, it doesn't really clearly answer the question, what difference did you make? There's some content that's in that section that is repeated, and how did you know? So it's the same. Somebody didn't do a good job of editing. And then if you look at the key bios document, that's really so weird. The first page of that is the actual resume, the theatrical resume of the artistic director. And then the next page is somebody else's resume, and then the next pages are bios that are cut and pasted out of the program book. That is so... that left a really bad impression. I expected so much more. You know, you expect that these details are going to be taken care of. That was surprising. I don't know how they put... it seemed like they must have done this at the last minute. Somebody didn't do a good job of editing.
Yeah, your comments?
It looks to me, looking at the board and backgrounds of the board, that it is solid. They highlighted it as one of those strengths, and it looks good. The people they have from different areas of the community, I think, represent the community pretty well.
I just want to follow up what I promised I'd look back at. Thank goodness for the 1990s. 54%. 54.5% of the funding income is from fundraising. One third of that total does come from the United Performing Arts Fund funding. So according to this night, as I read it here.
Any other comments? Thank you.